This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Pandemic.news update for July 15th, I believe. Mike Adams here. I got news for you. Vaccines are not going to work for the coronavirus. And here's how we know that. Many good studies are coming out showing that even when people build antibodies in response to infections of the coronavirus, those antibodies fade and become ineffective in a period of typically about 3 months. And the studies show that those who have the strongest antibodies or the most long-lasting are the people who have the most aggressive symptoms. You know, that is the coughing and the respiratory symptoms and the nausea and the nervous system disorders and so on. In other words, the stronger the attack is on your body, the more damage the virus is actually doing to you, the more your body responds with antibodies that last longer. If you don't show any symptoms and you get it and you beat it, totally asymptomatic, your antibodies don't last very long, which also means that if they're injecting this upcoming vaccine into people who have shown no symptoms, who have not been infected by a wild type virus, and who don't suffer aggressive, you know, indications of the infection, their antibodies aren't going to last very long at all. Now, the vaccine industry probably already knows this because they're running the trials, but they just want to sell vaccines to governments around the world at $600 a dose so they can make hundreds of billions of dollars selling vaccines that they know probably won't work beyond 90 days. So there are two implications of this. Number one is this virus is not going to go away. I mean, the virus is mutating. The antibodies don't last very long. It's mutating to become more transmissible. So it's going to be caught more easily. But at the same time, it's adapting better to its host in terms of reduced fatality. So the virus isn't going away. It's going to keep mutating and circulating. It's become endemic to the population. The vaccines won't work. And the only thing that's really going to work long-term is for people to have better nutrition and for time to cause the virus to mutate to become less lethal, which has already begun. Eventually, everybody gets exposed. Those who have weak or suppressed immune systems die, you know, herd immunity, as they say. But the other implication of this is that once the vaccine industry starts admitting that their antibodies don't last very long, they will call for 3 or 4 annual vaccine shots for everybody. And this is the perfect marketing scam to say, oh, one vaccine shot doesn't really generate long-lasting antibodies. People are going to need booster shots, a second shot, a third shot, a fourth shot. So therefore, the governments have to buy a second dose, a third dose, a fourth dose, and so on. Oh, hundreds of billions of dollars are flowing into the coffers of the vaccine makers whose products do not work. But the governments will be, of course, panicked into buying these vaccines anyway. This is on top of the government's spending, well, the U.S. government, trillions of dollars funding people in their bailout, unemployment, disasters, you know, giving people money to stay at home and not work, things like that, bailing out the stock market, bailing out the banks, bailing out the airlines, trillions upon trillions of dollars. So governments are going to go beyond bankrupt, buying vaccines that don't work and trying to save everything from going bankrupt. This is where we are. When the answer all along should have been, and frankly, as I laid out in February and early March, I said a 28-day lockdown followed by nutrition, zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, and precautionary masks in public places. And that's all we needed to do to beat this. You don't need a vaccine. You don't need to have 3 months of punitive lockdowns. None of that stuff. 28-day lockdown was the max that we needed. And in retrospect, probably could have been just 14 days. But I called for a 28-day lockdown one time to break the cycle and then to reopen with precautions, with nutrition for the most part and hydroxychloroquine use in hospitals, in public places. Not mandatory, not criminalizing people if they don't, but just suggesting it. That's all. And we could have solved this thing. Instead, we had months of lockdowns. We had the science establishment destroying hydroxychloroquine with fake, rigged science in the Lancet Journal and the New England Journal of Medicine as well, just rigged junk science. Now we've got these fake tests coming out of Florida and probably other places where the state is just reporting 100% positive rate for every person who was tested in hundreds of different testing sites. They just say they're all positive, 100%. That's rigged. It's fake. You can't have 100% positive rate. I mean, the real answer is probably more like, you know, 5 to 10% positive rate. That's more typical, not 100%. And then you've got Governor Newsom of California that's locking down the state again, and similar things trending that way in New York and other places as well. This, the handling of this, especially by the governors of Democrat states, has been disastrous, just disastrous. And the science establishment and its attempted handling of this, including the NIH and Dr. Fauci, has also been a criminal fiasco, a criminal conspiracy against America to deprive the American people of treatments that work and to avoid mentioning the nutrients that work. Along with that, the FDA raiding churches that are talking about chlorine dioxide, Google now banning all ads about colloidal silver, calling it dangerous. I mean, the attacks on medicine and treatments that could work have been unprecedented, proving that this big pharma-controlled nation, which I've called a pharma state, is willing to see potentially long-term millions of people killed just to protect the profits of the vaccine industry, even when they're selling a vaccine that isn't going to work. Oh yeah, it might build antibodies in patients. You know, that's how they'll get it approved. They'll say, oh, look, FDA, we gave people these shots and then they had antibodies. And the FDA will say, great, it works, approved. But because they're not doing any long-term testing, 90 days later or 120 days later, oh, the antibodies are gone. Those people got the vaccine shot and they're no longer immune. What do you do then? Well, it doesn't matter because the science industry, the vaccine industry, pharmaceutical cartels, all they want to do is sell more products that do not work. That's their entire revenue model. Selling you drugs and vaccines that don't work. Statin drugs don't work to save lives from heart attacks. Antidepressants don't work. They make people insane and suicidal and violent. Osteoporosis drugs don't work. They cause bone disorders. You know, fluoride in the water doesn't work. It causes fluorosis, causes brittle teeth and bone cancer. And we can just go on and on. Blood pressure medications don't work. I mean, yeah, they can temporarily lower one biomarker measure of blood pressure, but they don't solve the underlying problem of why people had high blood pressure in the first place. And so they only contribute to the downfall of that person's ongoing chronic degenerative health problems. Most of what Big Pharma sells does not work. I mean, certain things like insulin. Yeah, insulin works to control, you know, blood sugar, but insulin doesn't solve the underlying problem of why people are type 2 diabetic in the first place, does it? Maybe they should stop drinking liquid corn syrup. But the drug companies and the doctors, which are the Big Pharma puppets, will never tell people that. So we are about to enter an era here in America where we're going to have continued punitive lockdowns by, frankly, suicidal governors. I mean, they want the nation to commit suicide, economic suicide. That's what the Democrat governors want. These punitive lockdowns, mandatory multiple stages of vaccines, where the drug companies are raking in hundreds of billions of dollars from state governments and corporations and national governments, not just the US, but also around the world, and the vaccines aren't going to work. The Democrat governors are going to call for a second wave of lockdowns and a third wave of lockdowns. The economy is going to be in freaking ruins. The Democrats are going to call for continued bailouts and unemployment benefits and paycheck protection acts. The Federal Reserve is going to be printing money like mad every day, just as fast as the drug companies are churning out vaccines that don't work. I mean, think about it. Counterfeit money from the Fed and counterfeit medicine from Big Pharma. This is what our nation has come to. The only two industries that matter are printing money and churning out bogus vaccines. That's, and it's all fake. The whole damn thing is a fraud. And at some point, it will collapse. The fake stock market will collapse. The fake fiat currency system will collapse. The fake medicine system will collapse. The whole damn system will collapse. And when it comes down to it, who's going to be alive? Who's going to survive all this? Frankly, people that know about vitamin C and gold. I mean, if you want the truth, take vitamin D, take zinc, take vitamin C, you know, eat superfoods, drink fresh juice, buy gold and silver, and own some land, and have some firearms and ammunition where it's legal. This is what's going to save your life and save your assets. The people who don't know about that are going to end up in poverty, homelessness. They'll be exploited as medical guinea pigs by the corrupt medical establishment working in conspiracy with government. The media, of course, is nothing but puppet mouthpieces and propaganda arm of big pharma. So they're going to tell you that you're bad if you don't get the vaccine. You're a bad person. You're also a bad person to buy gold. You're a bad person to want to use cash. Cash spreads disease, don't you know? You got to have a vaccine. And you must use an electronic trackable transaction system that's been approved by the government. These are the messages that are going to be broadcast to America. And most people will believe it, and most people will die. Most people will die when the system collapses. They will die of starvation or disease or violence. That's what's going to kill people. Now, if you want to learn more about surviving, I've got a free downloadable audio book that's about to come out, maybe 2 weeks away or less. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. It's completely free. About 9 hours of audio and a PDF. You can download it for free. Just subscribe to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. None of this costs you a penny. And in fact, if you subscribe right now, I'll email you the download links when we release this. I'm just waiting on the transcription and the editing and the layout of the PDF file at this point. I've already done the entire audiobook, and it gives you specific strategies and very specific things to do to protect your assets, to protect your life, self-defense, firearms, communications, night vision gear, perimeter defense, why you should bug out of the cities, how to choose a rural place, what to look for in land. I mean, just hours of just packed wisdom and survival knowledge that can really make a difference in your life. So subscribe, if you're not already, to the naturalnews.com email newsletter. It's on the top right-hand corner of the website. Just subscribe. It's free. You'll get that audiobook. And I will share with you everything I know that I've learned over all these decades of doing this. Everything I know about how to survive the collapse that's coming. And you don't survive by taking bogus vaccines and listening to the fake news media, which is CNN and the New York Times. You survive by listening to my podcast at brighttown.com, reading naturalnews.com, getting this special audiobook and following that information. I can help you live through this. You and I can make it through, and then we can help rebuild society on the other side. Hopefully a society rooted in health freedom. That's right. In health freedom, sustainability, morals, and ethics that are lacking in today's society. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.